Glory to Jesus Christ. Beautiful gospel, wasn't it? But what was so beautiful about it? The way it was written by St. Luke? Or because it was very short and to the point? Or is it because it challenges each Christian faithful to reset their vocation and to put their vocation back on the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal salvation? I think it's the last one. I think that this commandment was given to us to look back to our day and see if we were Mary or Martha. Christ uses this opportunity to show us two lifestyles. The first one is life with Christ, and the second one is life where God is barely in a Christian life. Martha was busy with trying to please God with material things. She did not care as much about her own soul because she was trying to be a good host. The thought that everything is vanity and the only thing that is required of us is to take care of our soul was not present at that moment. On the other hand, Christ did not bother with Mary because she knew what is good. She knew that the Lord will not stay forever. So she wanted to soak everything he had to say. She wanted to take care of her soul to best of her capabilities. She knew what is the one thing required. It was her ultimate concern on how to purify the soul and how to draw closer to God. This is our vocation. We might think that only ones with the vocations are those who enter the monastic life or clergy life. This kind of thinking is very wrong. Each person who is baptized has a vocation. The vocation differs from person to person. For example, parents have their vocation to raise their children according to Christ's commandments. When the children grow up, their vocation, if the parents did their job, is to continue living the faithful life in Christ and pray for their parents. Men and women, when they are married, have their vocation to pray for each other and make sure to grow together towards Christ. And if one or the other are lazy in this, a slight nudge or push from the other will help to draw them closer to God and encourage their growth together in Christ. They should always be challenging each other to live in union with God. And if a person is single, it brings different focus into one's life. One can be more egoistic towards the commandments and can strive more deeply to live in more perfect union with God. In today's age, we accept from ourselves perfection in our vocation right away. And if the vocation is not mature enough, we get frustrated by lack of progress. We think that it does not work, and at the end, we end up giving it up. This is not the solution. Elder Kolopa would always tell his spiritual children to always be patient. We must endure the hardship that come and go. It is okay to lose friends to gain salvation. It is okay not to go to a party where one might get distracted and lose focus and literally become like Martha. We have very little time to develop our spiritual life to make sure that our vocation, whatever it is at the moment, is in accordance with Christ's teaching. God does not require much of us. He only requires us to correct ourselves as we were before the fall of Adam and Eve. He wants us to come back to the state of the blessedness that was given to us. It is our daily decisions that keep us from perfecting ourselves. So, let us strive to perfect our vocation as did Mary in today's gospel. Let us listen patiently to teachings of Christ. Let us not busy ourselves with things and issues that do not matter, but let us always ask ourselves, what is the one thing that my salvation requires? At the end of our life, we will go to whomever we obey. Christ among us, most holy Theotokos, save us.